Today is Thursday, April 4th, 2023. I am Solid Blue Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. And I just want to welcome everyone who is streaming on and listening on any other platform today. Thank you and welcome. Hey, crazy lady, welcome. Welcome, welcome. Numero uno today. I wanted you to save me. Well, at least you're getting a new one, crazy lady. Hey, Shelby. Okay, so we are going to get started. Y'all, I picked another topic. I don't know where this one's going to go, just like yesterday's show. But anyway, we will see. We will see. As you get older, and if you're getting into relationships, depending upon your previous relationships, you may or may not have children from those relationships. And, you know, when you enter into a relationship and you're the one with the children, what are your expectations? You know, what are you... looking for? You know, are you looking for companionship between you and this other person? That if it does go further, this person is potential mother or father to your children. If you are on the opposite side where someone approaches you, you approach someone and they have children, or someone is interested in you and you're interested in them. And, you know, you're the one with the children, be you male or female. What are you looking for? What crosses the line? And should you assume that everyone will except your children? You know, so that's my question You know, that's what I want to start off with. I'm going to sound harsh to a lot of people when I say this, but I always said that I would never date anyone with children, and I didn't. And it's interesting because my husband said that he would never date anyone with children, and he didn't. And we met later in life. You know, but when I say later in life, I'm talking about we were older. You know, so what do you do? What are your expectations? You know, I always looked at it, and I know that there are a lot of people out there who have been very successful with their blended families. They're very happy, but you also have the people that are not. And my concern was always when a child is little, you're dealing more with the other parent. You're dealing more, if you're a woman, you're dealing with the mother. If you're the male, you're dealing with the you're dealing with the father. You know, so, and then Bro says, I will never date anyone with underage children, you know, but at the same time, when children get to be teenagers, you know, they have attitudes. They just do. I mean, we all did. That's what teenagers do. You know, then is it where, you know, especially if it's a new relationship and you're the new person coming in and they're teenagers, are you dealing with that whole thing? Like, well, you're not my mom. You're not my dad. Then when you get into a relationship with adult children, are they trying to, you know, be the FBI and they're looking you over, which is fine. I mean, everyone should. I mean, I would look, you know, sideways at my mother or father if they had dated, you know, someone. Like, you sure? Is this person not this? You know, yeah, I mean, I get that. But what crosses the line? What crosses the line when you bring, Bro says that they run the household. What crosses the line when you bring children into a relationship? And when do you cross the line as the parent of these children by not, you know, you want to be in a relationship with this other person, but are they able to discipline your children? Is it going to be where if they discipline your children the way you don't like it, all of a sudden they're not, you throw in the they're not your kid thing? What do you do? How should you deal with it? You know, if you've been going, and when should you introduce your children to the person that you're dating? And when I say when you should introduce, I'm not saying come and meet them. I'm saying, should you say something right off the bat when you first meet someone that, hi, my name is so-and-so, you know, I have, you know, three children. I have a daughter, I have a son, whatever. Or do you wait until to see where it goes and you've been out with this person many times? When is the right time to say, I have kids? When do you bring that up? And do you expect that if we're dating, I know you have two children, and for whatever reason, something comes up, but I may have something to do that night. You may have something to do that night. You have other plans. Just because you're dating doesn't mean that you're stuck with this person. When I say stuck, I mean, you know, that you sit at home waiting to see what that person. I mean, you still have your own life. You're still going out with your friends, or you have work or whatever. And they want you to be the babysitter. And you're like, well, I have plans. Do you get upset because that person can't break their plans to watch your children? If they're your children, should you always have that backup plan? And Shelby says, honesty is always the best policy. And Filthy Breakfast says, girls usually tell me when they have to cancel plans. Okay. All right. See, but I wouldn't mind if they told me right away. Okay. Okay. Filthy Breakfast says, I love kids. So it's all good. You know, I'm not in that category because I do not love all kids. I've been around too many children to know the ones that I like and the ones that, you know what, just keep them over there. So, but what do you do? Do you get upset if, you know, you're expecting to have a Saturday, just the two of you, and they're like, oh, I thought we'd take the kids to Disneyland. Do you still go? And you really don't want to go to Disneyland? You don't want to be around children? Is it okay for you to say that you don't want to go? Or that, you know what, why don't you chill and have fun with your kids? We'll do something next Saturday. Is that okay to say? And if you said that to me, do I have the right to get upset? Bro says, hypocrisy crosses the line. If they pay bills, that means keep a roof over their heads, food in their stomach, and clothes in their backs. They should have the right to to check those damn kids. Okay, so, bro, but you're getting a little ahead of the game because you bring up some very good points. You bring up some very good points. I mean, at what point are you going to start paying for everything and y'all not married? Or y'all, I mean, you know, crazy lady, welcome.
Welcome. I agree. If those kids are living in your house and you're paying for the food that is going into their mouths and stuff, you ought to be able to have a say in how that kingdom is run.
Okay. All right. So, do you set the ground rules before everybody is moving in? Like, do you say, okay, you all are moving into my house, or say you're not even moving into your house or their house? Let's say you go find someplace to live, you know, just brand new. Are those ground rules still set? Are those ground rules still set where, you know what, this is a brand new house for everybody, but I am paying for this. I'm paying for this. You will not do this and you will not do that. Does the other parent have the right to tell you, crazy lady, you need to step back?
Before people are moving in, hopefully, you know, you have like ground rules and everything set up, because if you don't, I can guarantee you there's going to be a problem somewhere down the line. I don't know, because I mean, when I always tell people when I was dating, when I had my kids and I was dating, those are usually the first things out of my mouth is, oh yeah, and by the way, I do have little humans that are attached to me, that, you know, because like you said, you know, that you might not, you know, be looking for a family or even want to deal with, you know, anything having to do with kids, you know.
Do you think it's okay if you're dating this person and you guys are getting, the two of you are getting along really, really well, and they meet your children and for whatever reason, they just don't get along. He doesn't get along or she doesn't get along with your kids. Your kids really don't like them, but the two of you all really like each other. Do you get offended if the other person bows out and says, you know what, I can't do this anymore. This is just not going to work.
Well, if it's because of my kids, well, yeah, it's okay for them to say that, because, you know, I mean, when my kids were at home, it's kind of like a package deal in a way. But if my kids don't like the other person, you know, I have to look at why do they not like them? If they're just not liking them at the moment because, they're telling them to do something that they really don't want to do, like, you know, like a chore or something. Or is there like a really good valid reason of why they dislike this person that I'm dating? You know what I mean?
Okay. Okay. Now, Filthy Breakfast says, I respect the choose. Okay, I'm sorry. I respect the way they choose to discipline their kids. Only until I get serious, I want to be able to have some type of say. You know, but how much of a say are you in entitled to?
It depends on the situation, you know? I mean, I don't know. I had stepmoms, and my dad's rule was it's their house, so, you know, and it doesn't matter whom he may or may not be dating. And he even told us, you don't have to like her, but you will treat her with respect. And I'm like, okay, you know, because there was this one that, yeah, we really didn't like the chick at all, but we still had to be respectful.
Does that matter? And I know we had a show about this, I think probably almost a year ago. Does it matter if your children never liked this person and you want to move forward? Does it matter if your children just don't like them? And I'm not saying not like them because, you know, they're doing something to them or anything like that. I'm saying they just don't like this person, or they just don't want someone to take the place of their mother. They just don't want someone to take the place of their father. And no matter what you do, you see down the road, this is going to be an ongoing problem. Do you continue on with that relationship knowing that your house is not going to be a happy household?
I would told my kids, well, you know, if it's just because, you know, you don't want to share or whatever, you'll adjust. You know,
but what if they don't? Because there are some children that don't. There are some children that, you know, for whatever reason, they just don't want you to be with this person because this person is not their mother. This person is not their father. I mean, they are even adult children who don't want their parents to date because it's not mom or it's not dad. What do you do?
Me personally, I'll just like to say, well, either you'll accept it or not, but either way, you know, it's that child is not, you know, responsible for, you know, the different type of love that, you know, adults need. You know what I mean?
Right. But again,
but they can go and have a real life. So why can't, you know, the adult?
No, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I'm just saying, what if you're in that situation? Because there are situations that are like that you have a household where you end up marrying this person or being with this person for forever. You end up being a Kurt Russell and a Goldie Hawn, you know, and the child just never adjusted to you being with this person. And, you know, as soon as they turn 18, 19, you know, they are gone, but you're living in a household for years. That's not a happy household. So do you, because you can't make someone like someone. I mean, and unfortunately, children are in the situation where, you know, so sad, too bad, I'm the adult. But when is there a break in that? When is there where a parent really has to look at what their child wants? And at the same time, the child looking at what the parent wants, but if it's not going to work, do you just break up? Because me personally, I don't want to live in a household with that's with this acrimony and people are not liking each other. Hence the reason why I always said that I would never date anyone with children. So, I mean, do you think harsh or what do you do?
Oh, that's a tough one. Yeah, I would tell my kid, sex to be you, you know.
Okay, all right. Well, welcome, Shy Lady. And Bro says, our parenting skills are so low budgeted that our children never learn to accept anyone who will push back on their manipulation. We encourage and empower our children to behave the way they do. Bro, I'm going to have to disagree with you because are you just assuming that every child that doesn't like your partner or your choice of a partner, that they're doing something like underhanded that they just don't. I mean, what if you have someone who you lost your husband or wife, or the child's parent? When I say you lost them, I mean they are deceased. And they could never just get over not having mom around, not having dad. Then you bring this other person into the relationship and they just can't accept it. It's not them trying to, you know, do anything where they're trying to do anything underhanded. They seriously are having a hard time with this. And they just don't get over it. You know, so what do you do?
Therapy. Lots of therapy.
Well, you know that therapy can possibly last for laughs. Crazy lady, you know that therapy can probably last for years, right?
Well, still. Some kind of therapy or something.
Okay. Okay, and bro says, go ahead.
If they have a logical, if they have a logical reason, first and foremost, hello everybody. If they have a logical reason not to like whoever you with, like something is wrong with that person is doing things like stealing and stuff like that, then of course the children are right. But you're not going to dictate who I be with because you're my child. Just like when you get grown, I'm not going to dictate who you be with.
But again, I say, what if that person you is getting over a loss of a parent and they just can't accept the fact that you have brought another woman into this household and they miss their mother. I mean, they're having some serious issues. What do you do?
We're going to have to deal with that. We're going to have to get therapy and psychiatry, but you're not going to run my house because you're my child. I don't play that. No,
But is it running your house? Situation?
Yes, it is, because okay. I'm not going to ever go to their house and be like, get that man or that lady out your house. I'm not going to do that, and they're not going to do that to me. I'm not allowing it.
Okay.
Yep, I'm with you now, and yeah, it's, who's the adult?
Okay. And Filthy
Breakfast. This is the real captain of the ship.
Filthy Breakfast says, I welcome chicks with kids. I think it's a beautiful thing, but I'm not out active on the hunt for kids either. I mean, so what crosses the line? If you met someone that you really, really like, you all get along really, really well. They know you have kids, or you know that they have kids, whatever, but you have not met these children. And you all meet, everything's fine. You know, you get along with the kids, get along with you. Is there a line that you cross with discipline?
I ain't beating nobody's kids and kicking them and stuff, but I'll put them on punishment and take games and stuff like that because they gotta listen. Let me say this. When we look out here and we see these children and they're in gangs and doing all types of criminal activity and stuff, those are children that come from households that show no structure or discipline at all. You're not going to live in my house and become that individual because people are not going to look at you. They're going to look at me at the end of the day and say, how was the parent in that household?
Okay, but you can have a household that's not, you know, gang related or whatever, and you just, you know, again, it comes to discipline. So, bro, let me ask this: do you believe in spanking?
I believe in knocking somebody all the way out cold.
Hold on. Because let me finish my thought. Okay.
Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Okay. So you believe, so I'm going to take that as a yes. So will you spank your own child before you spank your significant others or your wife's or your fiance's child? You'll spank your kid, but you won't spank their kid.
All right, let me say this. So we won't ever sound like hypocrites. One day, we need to all come on here, like everybody that stayed a part of your show. We need to come on here with at least one or more of our adult kids so they can say to the rest of the cat, like how we really got down in real life. I will whoop my kids and your kids if depending on what they do. Like, I'll whoop my kids for what I whoop them for. But my significant other kids that ain't mine, their kids will have to really do something real crazy for me to even consider that.
Okay, but is that right? Meaning if you're in a blended household, then uh-huh. to me, then your kid may look at you like, well, I get in trouble for it. You are spanking me or you're whooping me for this, but they're getting away with it. That's not fair just because they're not your blood.
Because I expect their mom, because I'm a man, I expect their mom to handle that. And if their mom said, well, that's out of my control, you handle that, then I'll handle it. But I'm not just going to let anybody kid just get away with anything. No, that's not happening. I expect your mom to handle that. And if your mom can't raise you or keep you, you know, in line, then she need to give you to your dad. She need to let your dad, because somebody got to make these children adult ready. Somebody got to handle that. Okay. That's what's wrong with a lot of these children. They haven't been prepared to become adult ready. So now they 55-year-old children.
I'm meeting all the kids equally.
Oh, okay, all right. So, crazy lady, your viewpoint?
I'm beating all the kids equally. I don't care, man. If you break the rules, I'm treating you like my own kid. Because at that point, you are my kid.
I mean, and I think that that's what you should do. Because on one hand, you want me to accept your children as my own. And we're all one big happy family, whatever. But when you come to the discipline part, all of a sudden, it's like, well, you know, you handle that, or you let their father. No, their father or their mother are not living in this house. This is a house with us.
Can I say something?
So that's why I said, what crosses the line? Yeah, go ahead.
Salable, imagine if me and you was together, hypothetically speaking. All right, hypothetically speaking. Nah, but if we were together, you probably wouldn't like the way, you'll probably be looking at me funny for how I whoop my kids. And you'll be like, oh, no, you ain't beat my son. So I expect you to handle that. Because if you see me handling it a certain way and you don't like it, now me and you got boxing gloves on. I'm not trying to do all that. We got to understand, like, I don't know. Like, when you talk to adults got to look at stuff and say, okay, this is another way to look at it. Mm-hmm. We can't just look at things one-sided, especially raising children, because nothing is concrete.
You make a very good point, but at the same time, you know, bro, I'm just saying that if everybody's supposed to live under the same roof, everybody's supposed to have the same rules and everything, but all of a sudden the brakes are put on because all of a sudden it's not my child anymore. You know, it's like it's our kid when, you know, we're showing up at the school play, or we're, you know, going out and we're rooting for them, you know, at a race or something. But all of a sudden the bricks get put on when it comes to discipline. Now, I grew up in a household where my sister and I, we got spanked. You want to call it spank, whoop, whatever. We got spanked. I got spanked up until I was 12 when I told my mother that she's not hitting me with that belt anymore, whatever, you know. And my son, he got spanked like a handful of times. I mean, I had a son that did not give me any trouble while he was growing up. His dad and I, we didn't have any issues. You know, but I did get spanked. I don't have any problem with spanking. But if you're living in a household and you have a blended family, all of a sudden those rules can't change when it comes to discipline. It's not, well, send them to their father, send them to their mother. No, they're living with you. So therefore, the rules should be the same for everyone.
Solid
Blue. Go ahead, bro. I know you want to say something.
What is the temperature in your house? And let me tell you why I asked you that, because I think it's really extremely hot in your house, because your show is so good, because you're the best devil's advocate on the planet Earth. Solid Blue.
I mean,
you can play devil's advocate.
Okay.
Let me say that.
Okay, what do you mean by hot and grit?
No, because what I'm saying is you play devil's advocate so well, it's like you know the devil. Listen, let me say this. Solid Blue.
I take that as a compliment.
That's what it is. But that's why your show's so good. Solid Blue, listen. Don't you know that we all speak like everything is equal and 50-50, like the world has gone feminism? Let me tell you why the world ain't equal, Solid Blue. Because the world is only equal up until inconvenience happen. Say, for instance, somebody with Arnold Schwarzenegger's body with a dragon head was kicking in the door, break with a submachine gun in their hand. You wouldn't want to say, oh, well, we're 50-50 and run out. Now you're going to be like, yo, go handle that. See, that's what I'm saying. Like,
well, I mean, okay, bro, you come up with these scenarios. I mean, come on now. You coming up with
because you're talking about we're equally parenting. No, we're not.
But you are, you are, because yes, you are, because what I'm saying is if you have a blended family, and everyone is sitting around the dinner table, the breakfast table, whatever, and you know, you're telling every kid to, you know, hurry up, you got to get ready for school. Did you do your homework the night before? You're disciplining, you know, this kid because they didn't finish their homework. You're disciplining this other kid, whatever. But then when it comes to the real discipline, all of a sudden it's like, nope, I'm not going to go there. Let your mother handle it. You know, let your father handle it. No, if you just got finished telling my kid to do his homework the night before, and then he does something just off the chain, whatever, I would expect you to discipline him the same way you would discipline your own if they did something that was like, seriously?
Solid Blue, if you and your husband were like a Brady Bunch structure, he had his three and you had your three. First and foremost, number one, it's predicated on you as the mom of the three to chip your kids into listening to him. And it's predicated on him as the dad to whip his children into shape into listening to you. That way you ain't got to beat them all the time, because when you say something or he say something, they're going to listen.
Well, I mean, first of all, I hope that nobody has to beat anybody, you know, all the time.
Beat them up.
I'm just saying that when you, okay, so you take the Brady Bunch, yes, you're going to have, you know, the moms telling her girls, okay, we're about to move into this house and, you know, this is your father now. You got to listen to him. And then, you know, Mike is telling his kids, okay, we're about to move into this house. You have to listen to her. But once you all move into this house and you have told your children what the dynamic is, that this is now your mother and your father, then I would expect the discipline to be equal. And looking at the, you know, Brady Bunch, even though it was a TV show, the discipline was the same. Mom disciplined the boys as if they were her girls. The dad disciplined the girls as if they were his girls.
But you know what? Solid.
Beat them all like redheaded stepchildren. Beat them all.
Real quick, Solid and Crazy, check this out. When you watch the Brady Bunch, when it came to them boys, that man said, hold on, baby, I got this, and went up there and got them in line. When it came to them girls, you saw the mom in the room talking to them. Now, they might have both hollered at them the same, but when it came to their kids, they checked them.
Oh, they did check them, but they both checked, both parents checked both sets of kids. Both parents did that.
Yeah, they did it overall, but they specifically checked their own when it came to the amount of damage and what the punishment should be. Because that man stayed checking them boys and that lady stayed checking them girls.
But they still, I mean,
yes,
I
overall.
Okay. I understand what you're saying, and bro, I'm not gonna have to repeat last Thursday's show. I gotta repeat a last Thursday's show. But I am just saying that your children, if you come into a blended household that both parents, both adults, should discipline the children in the same way. I do not think it's fair for me to come down hard on my son, but not come down hard on your son if they're doing the exact same thing.
No,
if they were doing something wrong, they are wrong.
Solid, and you are absolutely right. I'm not saying that you can't say nothing to his kids and he can't say nothing to yours, but I'm saying it's up to the individuals to be like, if that man say something, I shouldn't have to come behind him saying something to you and discipline you because you ain't listen.
Well, that man should be. Well, I mean, but that's okay. But that goes on in the households where you're not talking about, blended family. You have households now where, you know, your kid may ask you something and you say no, and then they go run and ask, you know, your wife, you know, or their mom. Well, dad said that, you know, whatever. Not, you know, of course. I mean, they're going to do that. I'm just saying
my biological kids did that. They asked my ex baby mom, yo, can I go? And she'll say no. And they'll come to me as if they never said nothing to nobody. And when I find that out, all hell broke loose. I stopped that real quick.
I'm saying that this doesn't happen in a blended household. It happens in just, you know, a regular household where everybody, you know, is 100% blood. That they're gonna go run. Well, you told me no. Let me go ask mom or let me go ask dad to see if, you know, to see what they'll say. So, yeah. So, and I know Crazy Lady wanted to say something.
Dude, my daughter, when she wants money, she don't call me. She calls Ross because she knows Ross will say no. Will say yes automatically. Doesn't even care how much it is or what it's for. He'll be like, yeah, okay.
Okay. All right. And I mean, that's what some kids do. They go to the parent that they know is going to say hello. Okay, let me get through some of these comments. Let's see. Philly Burpee says, usually my experience, they hide the kids because they are nervous about the baby mama drama. Okay, I agree with Duke. Okay. Crazy Lady says, I treat all of them the same. You got to come to an agreement on how to discipline collectively. Yes, you do. See, y'all saying hi to each other. So, thank you, Minnesota. Thank you very much. Minnesota knows my son. Okay. Charlene says, that's because there was a parent on each side deceased. That's why the discipline was equal. But see, Shat Lady, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to disagree with that. Hey, TTQ, welcome. He popped in and popped out. I'm going to have to agree with that. I don't think the discipline was equal because one person is deceased, because you still have children who will still push back and say, you're not my mom. You're not my dad. Or you still have those households where whether a parent is deceased or not, they're more, my son is sensitive. Give him a break because, you know, his father's gone. His father's dead. So give him a break. So I have to push back on you on that one, shy lady.
That's happened to me. Whew. You're not my mom. Well, your mom's not here. I'm here, and we're handling it this way.
I mean, I've said that when I was babysitting someone. Someone says you're not my mom. I'm like, well, your mom's not here. I am, and I'm just the babysitter. Whew. And this was me babysitting a friend's three kids. About six years ago, because she really was in a pinch, and I was like, fine, I will do it. I took my son with me because he was in school. He was in school with one of the children. They were in fact, this was years and years ago, because my son was in what, fourth grade then, and we were running out of the house when my friend got home. We were running out of the house. I'm like, never again. Mm-mm. No. And bro says, well spoken. I'm not sure what you mean by that, bro.
I was talking about the last statement you made when you said that you would even tell somebody's child you babysitting that your mom not here. That's what a lot of these children need to hear and understand. Some of their dads are in prison. Some of their dads are dead. Some of their dads are addicts living on the street. And if their dad is not there to do their job as a parent, then they got to allow who's ever working with them the way they need to be worked with, not doing nothing crazy. They need to let them shape their life, because a man can only learn how to be a man from a man. I got a turtle, solid blue. I can feed them, keep them in his aquarium. And if they had turtle accessories, buy it for them. But I can't teach the turtle how to be a turtle.
Okay. Filthy Breakfast says, it's kind of similar to my brother's kids. Like, how should I treat them if they're acting up and I'm the only adult to witness? I treat them like, as if they were my own kids, and my brother's cool with me dealing with them like the way my bro and I were dealt with as kids. You know, but there are some people who, I look at the neighborhood that I live in, and I know I'm gonna get some pushback on this, but this bugs me to no end. I don't like to see children playing in the street. I don't care how safe you think your street is, whatever, because there's always going to be a time when somebody's backing out of their driveway, when someone's turning the corner, coming up the street, whatever. We have all these nice parks, whatever. Go to the freaking park. I mean, it's like a park on every damn corner, practically, seriously. You know, but, you know, they want their kids to play in the street. But as soon as that car that's backing out, almost hits your child that's playing in the street that should not be in the street, or as soon as that car that's coming around the corner or coming down the street almost hits your child that is playing in the street, all of a sudden those parents are coming out and they're like, hey, you know, watch where you're going. This is my child. How dare you? Well, where were you while your kid was playing in the street? Why are you allowing them to do that? Now, growing up, you know, our neighbors would fuss at us. Our neighbors would come down after they fussed at us and yelled at us, whatever, for something that we did wrong. They were ringing our doorbell telling my mother and father what we did wrong, and we got in trouble a second time. So, at what point did, or has it always been there that people tiptoe when it comes to other people's children, especially when you're dating and when you meet someone?
Solid. I know a man who the little kids was throwing rocks and they hit his van window and he broke his window. He found out what little kid it was, went to the kid's father to tell him what happened. They got into an argument and the little boy's dad shot and killed him. Listen, Solid Blue, people don't deal with other people's children anymore because the parents are just as bad as the children.
You know, and, you know, but why is that? I mean, me personally, if my child was doing something wrong, I want you to say something to them. And I want you to tell me. Now, do I want you to beat him? No. But at the same time, it's like, have we just become the society where we're not disciplining and we're tiptoeing around other people's children because they are other people's children because somebody's going to sue you? Or do we get upset and say, well, bro, you saw my son was doing that. How come you couldn't say anything? I mean, then I'm going to get pissed off at you because you didn't say anything.
You know what society is doing right now, Solid Blue? One of the reasons why they take your kids from you or lock you. you the kids. One of the reasons why they do that, Solid Blue, is because there is a school to prison pipeline that we are overlooking. And they want all these kids to be sporadically disciplined and bad and everything so that they can send your children to jail. Jail is a very lucrative business. We're overlooking that. Society don't want good children coming up. They want children that's sent to that pipeline to prison.
I'm thinking about what you said, so that's why I'm not saying anything right away. I think that's true in some regards, but again, I'm not talking about what society wants. I'm talking about what parents are doing right now.
But the society is creating the way the parents behave. They will lock you up if you discipline it. They don't want you. Don't you know the root word of culture comes from the word cultivate? If you cultivate your child to be what they need to be, prison won't even have to exist the way it do now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Crazy lady.
I agree with brother, because I read a study where, like, even in county jail, prisoners are a very lucrative commodity. You know, if you have a prisoner, you get so much a day per prisoner that you have. That's why they're sending more and more people. They're creating a culture of felons rather than citizens. I agree, brother. I think that.
But
that's what
okay,
doing.
But at the same time, though, wouldn't you? Okay, crazy lady. Let me ask this: do you think that the majority of parents out there discipline their children
today?
Yes.
No, they don't, because if they did, we wouldn't have what's going on today. Think about it. When we were growing up, okay, if our parents spanked us, whatever, and we went to school the next day and said, we got to spank if our parents, you know, that teacher's not going to pick up the phone and dial 911.
That's true.
Today, you do. And, you know, next thing you know, you have social services on your doorsteps, you know, trying to take your kids.
Can I say something really quick?
No. Wait. Okay, wait, bro. Hold on 1 second. I just want to read some of these comments. Filthy Breakfast says, the funny thing is, though, my brother's wife doesn't discipline her damn kids, not even a timeout or nothing. She needs to get disciplined her own self. Shy Lady says, that pisses me off. Reminds me of one of my stupid ass neighbors letting their dogs run without the leash and give you a glare when the dog runs in front of your car. Yep. And Charlie says, bro, you're speaking the truth and you guys are liking the show. Thank you. Okay, bro, go ahead.
All right, real quick. Check this out. The reason that you know the children aren't really being disciplined today is because most of the things that are put before society at large is mandatory. You mean to tell me it was mandatory to stop people from getting food stamps and put them on a ATM type debit card to get food, but you can't take those very same women who get on those social programs and try to teach them proper parenting? It should be a parenting program as soon as you have a baby, because if that started happening, people wouldn't be raising their children based on trial and error.
I agree with you, but isn't trial and error part of being a parent?
It's only part of being a parent if you don't know what you're doing. Doctors, you wouldn't expect the doctor that was doing brain surgery on you to be doing brain surgery by trial and error.
No, but I'm just saying that as a parent, because I know, I mean, to me, I was and still am a very good parent. I mean, I just think that I am. But I do. But I did have my trial and error. There were some things that I got wrong. Not because I wasn't trying. It's just the fact that I just got it wrong. And as a parent, sometimes I still get it wrong. You know, and my son's grown. You know, so I think that trial and error is part of being a parent. But bro, I understand what you mean by trial and error.
Let me just say this, Solid Blue. Don't you know that one of the reasons parents go through what they go through and they make adjustments to their trial and error on the fly is so that they could put the necessary information together to equip their children with, so some of the mistakes that they make, their children won't make. See, I don't care how much training they give us as parents, we're still going to make mistakes. But at some degree, you will know so much more than starting out with no information at all.
Okay. So going full circle here, I want to go to my second question that we never really talked about. Should people assume everyone will accept your kid or their kid?
No, because people accept your children based on the behavior that you display, because it's a lot of people who don't like certain kids because their parents are so damaged that they don't want to be near that kid because they know that parent come with that kid.
So should parents who are looking in, who are not part of the relationship, the parents who are looking in, should they give this relationship some wiggle room? Meaning, you know, what did he say to you? What did she do? Well, tell them that, you know, I'm not your mother. I mean, should they not be busybodies?
Do you know, Solid Blue, if we know anything about children, they are consummate liars. They will lie. Do you know you could tell your granddaughter, hey, don't do that, and she'd be like, why are you screaming at me? You never raised your voice at all. These children don't want nobody saying anything to them. Nothing, especially if they don't want to hear it. So the fact that we know that they are like that in our houses, imagine who they become when they're not around us. We see, and this is why a lot of teachers don't even want to deal with certain kids, because they know that dealing with those kids bring those parents. So they just push them all the way through school, and they get to the 12th grade and only reading on the third grade level because they don't want to deal with their parents.
But I'm not talking, okay, but you're going to a whole different thing. I'm talking about just having to deal with the other person's parents, and you're trying to start a relationship.
I think that's hard simply because I don't think that people really want you to say nothing to them. They don't care if you buy their kids toys. They don't care if you take them out to Disney World and stuff. But a lot of people don't discipline their children, and therefore you won't be able to discipline them either. That's why it's so hard in a relationship to say, you know, I want to do this equally. First and foremost, you got to find individuals that you're dating that's not damn fools, because we can't assume that everybody got good sense. We can't. If we're doing that, we're the fools.
We already know everybody doesn't have damn sense. So, and Filthy Breakfast says, I got denied, and I thought this was interesting. I got denied by one particular adoption agency for saying that my parents spanked me, and also for saying that I planned to do the same to my kids. And then Crazy Lady answered him on paper, I would never be able to adopt. Both my kids turned out excellent. You know, I think, Charlie says, show, you know, your show takes different turns. You know, I just, you know, even that comment from Filthy Breakfast that an adoption agency is not going to let you adopt, number one, because your parents spank you. And a lot of us come from a generation where we got spanked. We got spanked. So does that mean you're going to cut out a whole generation of letting people adopt because they got spanked? And then you say that you would spank your children? You know, some kids need that tap on that butt.
You know what, Sally Blue? It's not about the correcting of the child. It is about the correctional facility. They say, y'all just feed them till they turn 18, and we got them from there. And we got to find a way to take that type of behavior out of society. We got to find a way to do away with that. We got to put children's services on trial for their crimes against children, because they'll take them from you for spanking them and put them in homes where they're molested and mistreated. Yeah, so we got to take our...
This is very, very true. So, hold on for a second. I missed somebody over on you. I'm sorry. I'm trying to look at YouTube. Okay, so, that's Frankie that's over there. All right. Okay, so, children and discipline, and especially when it's someone else's children and discipline, there's always been a point where you put on brakes, where people nowadays, and Crazy Lady and bro, you all are both right. You know, society has made it where if you say boo to someone, or as Filthy Breakfast says, as soon as you say belt, they're ready to put you in jail. When 30 years ago, it wasn't like that. 40, 50 years ago, it was not like that.
Do you know, Sally, when I was in the fourth and fifth grade, I used to get whoopings in class. Like, my mom literally would come to the school, and the teachers knew just how to sneak her up there. And she'd be outside the door hearing everything I'm saying, and I'm in there wilding. And then the next thing I know, I see her turn that corner and be like, oh, hell, here it is. But the thing about it is, you can't do nothing like that today. Back then, teachers encouraged you to whoop your children because it was about correcting the child and not the correctional facility.
Well, you also have it where a lot of schools now don't even let parents pass the front door. It's like you drop them off and that's it. You pick them up. You're in the pickup line. You never go into the school, which I think is also wrong.
But the irony of that is the shooters go inside the school and don't nobody say nothing.
Right. That's exactly it. It's like, you don't want me, the parent, in there just picking up my child. But yet a shooter can come in and kill, you know, how many kids. So, yes, you made a very good point. You know, so and because I'm gonna tell you when my son, before he was homeschooled, I was up at school all the time. I volunteered just so I would be at that school all the time and see what was going on behind the scenes. And I saw a lot of stuff that was going on. So, but yeah, bro, you make a very good point. You make a very good point about the shooters. Philly Burpee says, yep, in private school, I would get whooped and my parents encouraged them to do so. Not so much my mom, but my dad. Chalet says, to bro, my husband's mother did him like that. Teachers lie too. I couldn't stand some of my kids' teachers. They show favoritism to certain kids. Yes, they did. Now, I went to a private school. And I had one teacher that liked to spank, but see, my mother wasn't having that. My mother was like, if there's a problem, then you call me. And that was one reason why my mother was up at school every year for me up until I got out of high school. But, you know, she didn't like that. But if I was in the wrong, you better believe it, I got it when I got home. So, whew. Y'all, bro, you have any last words?
Yeah, I just don't like you going over an hour. It seems like you do that because of me. Don't be doing that. That's all I got to say.
Well, you know, okay, bro.
I love this topic, though.
Okay, bro. Okay. My shows, y'all know my shows. You used to go 2 hours, and that was wearing me out. Was wearing me out as we would just get deep and weeds and popping up. We were talking about some of everything, but Thursday show, bro, between the two of us and us going back and forth, I was exhausted after that show.
But you know what? That was the fire. Yes, it was.
Right, I'm just saying that I was exhausted. I mean, literally, I was exhausted when I turn everything off. I literally say it out loud. I was like, woof.
You know, I went to sleep after that show. I was exhausting myself. I went to sleep after that show.
You know, hey, Damien, welcome. So I try to keep my show to an hour. And I know, you know, Brina, you know, she likes to pivot. And Shy Lady says, you know, your show go a certain way, you know, it goes, you know, certain ways and stuff. But y'all, I've been trying to stay on topic. I really have. And by me keeping my show to an hour, I think I've been doing a pretty good job of staying on topic. But bro, you have anything else you want to say? Shiley, did you want to pop up? Because I didn't notice you were on the panel. So I'll send you an invite real quick if you want to pop up.
Oh, just hey everybody. I've been enjoying the show and making me laugh as usual, but y'all go right ahead.
Okay. And you said if the show was based on ratings, y'all won the ratings last Thursday was hilarious. Shiley, last Thursday was exhausting.
I know it was exhausting for you, but it was funny. It was hilarious. I wasn't going on like you guys, but I enjoyed it.
Bro.
I'm sick. Solid, you know me ever since coming into your podcast, and we've been doing this for a while now. We did this almost through COVID, so this ain't nothing new when it come to us. This is nothing new. Boy.
No, it isn't. But I mean, but literally, and then it wasn't just last Thursday, last Wednesday show. Also, on top of that. We were talking about the shootings and everything. I was like, Lord, help me, Lord. But if y'all have something to say, I want y'all to be able to say it. So, Shy Lady, you have anything else you want to say? Because I'm going to take y'all out with a little bit of Albert Collins. If y'all don't know who Albert Collins is, you may want to listen to the words. So, Shy Lady, have
anything? No, I'm good. I'll listen to the song.
Okay.
Everybody have a good day.
All right. Bro, you have any last words before I clear the panel and turn up some Albert Collins?
Just a couple. I love not only this show, but I even love the chat. And I like everybody that come on. Everybody, you know, they show up and they show out. And that's what the show is about. So you got a good show.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And I appreciate people who do listen to this on the replay. And again, for people who have been listening to my show, to the live replays on YouTube, thank you so much. I'm getting a lot of hits on YouTube. Some people made comments about some of my facial expressions, which I'm just sitting here just listening. So y'all catch me. Yeah. So, okay. So everyone, again, thank you so much for coming. I do appreciate all of you. Tomorrow will be another topic. So I'm going to clear the panel. And then we are going to listen to a little bit of Albert Collins. So here we go.
Came home last night and she looked at me real cool. She said, Albert, you ain't nothing but an overgrown fool. I'm gonna leave you, gonna leave you behind. I said, baby, let me tell you that a good fool is hard to find. Now, baby, if you leave me, it would hurt me to my soul. I just can't understand why, baby, any woman could be so cold. But a good fool is hard to find. Take a lesson from me, baby. A good fool is hard to find. To lose. You left me with nothing, woman, but a pair of thin soled shoes. But a good fool is hard to find. Take a lesson from me, baby. A good fool is hard to find. Now listen to me, baby. I think you should be told. When they made your old daddy, somebody went and broke the mold. A good fool. A good fool is hard to find. You take the lesson from me, woman. A good fool is hard to find. Linda!
Well, y'all, that's it. That was the late, great Albert Collins on guitar. If you all ever had the chance to see him in person, he tore it up. Yes, he did. He was one of the greats right up there with, dang. My mind is just going blank, but very, very good blues player. So anyway, guys, I hope to see you guys tomorrow. Thank you guys so much for showing up. And as Bro would say, and showing out. Enjoy the rest of your day or evening, wherever you are in the world. And I hope to see you tomorrow. Bye.